joining us in studio. Toronto Raptors center Jamal McGlure is with us. Now, I know a nice Canadian boy like you. You grew up at least a bit of a hockey fan, yes?
Absolutely.
So you look at this a little differently than maybe some of your confreres in the NBA who don't really follow the NHL, didn't grow up with it, you know, don't pay that much attention to it. And you weren't here, obviously, when the last NHL lockout took place. I mean, don't you think there's a door that might open up for you guys in the city of Toronto if this thing extends into November?
It's a great question that you raised, Bob and Steve. I think it's an opportunity, yes, for the NBA to get a little bit more exposure. Obviously, hockey is the national sport of Canada,
sure,
which we all accept and we love. But now I think it's an opportunity for basketball to be put out there a little bit more, and it's an opportunity that we're ready to embrace.
Well, you get the stage to yourself, essentially. And I'm wondering whether it's a good time for this franchise to have that stage to itself. Is this team potentially good enough to contend for a playoff spot to make the attention worthwhile?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I've been working out with my teammates now for the last week, and from what I've seen, their mindset, their hunger, the age, we're ready to make a push, and we're ready to have Toronto behind us and supporting us and making them proud.
Brent?
What do you, Jamal, you're in a unique position because you're, you know, of the team, but you're also of this community. You're of Toronto. And it's not like the Raptors are just, they've been on the scene for a long enough time and have a long enough history that they are part of the culture of this community. But, you know, this is kind of almost a restart, I think, in a lot of ways. What are you feeling from the basketball community in Toronto about this team coming up with this season coming up?
To be honest, Steve, I feel a lot of excitement. I feel the fact that people are now starting to come to the realization that there really may be a lockout in the NHL. And among the basketball community, everybody's excited about the team this year. They realize on paper that we got a lot better, and they're ready to see what Coach Colangelo has done now on the basketball court.
One of the surprises last year was the performance of this club, quite frankly, in terms of wins and losses. I mean, there were nights when the team didn't look that good, and there were nights when the team looked pretty good. All teams, no matter how bad they are, have good nights. They tend to have more bad nights. I thought this team played well above expectation last year in terms of wins and losses. The downside to that is you don't get as high a draft choice as you might have. The upside becomes a certain level of confidence moving forward. Define, as you've now been back with your guys for a week, define that level of confidence. How important was it that you guys didn't get your faces rubbed in sand every night last year?
Well, it's very important, especially for young players. You do not want to build bad habits in this sport, and you do not want to be labeled. And it's very easy to be labeled. And if you are known to be losing each and every season, for everybody, that's not good. For the team, for the individual, and we all have professional pride. So with that being said, I see a different kind of enthusiasm within this organization and within this team, and I can't wait for the season to start so we could prove all the naysayers wrong and make a push for a serious playoff spot.
Did the guys around the league, Jamal, before you got here, was there a sense that this Toronto organization was, you know, that the direction is wrong, or that the teams, you know, that they didn't have that kind of fight back sometimes, that there was something missing here?
Steve, I'll be honest. You know, coming from the Miami Heat, the perception of the Toronto Raptors wasn't the best.
Sure.
My perception has totally changed since I've been here, now that I've been in the organization. I've always admired this organization from afar, obviously, because it's my home team. But being in here now, I see the fact that Brian Colangelo is doing everything in his power to make this team better, and he has all the pieces around him to do it, from Ed Stefanski, which is the assistant general manager, to guys like Wayne Embry. All the pieces are in place. It's up to us as players now to go out there, stay healthy, and play 150% night in and night out, and we will have positive results.
I don't need to tell you this, but just so it's clear, there seem to be a lot of big guys on this team. How do you ensure that there's room for Jamal McGlure?
Being the consummate professional that I am, continuing to lead by example, and having the Toronto Raptors at heart, genuinely, without any ulterior motives, will have me being in this league for a very long time.
Are you 100% physically coming into this season, Jamal? You're feeling good?
Absolutely.
Correct me if I'm wrong. The contract that was offered to you was a non-guaranteed contract?
Yes.
So, essentially, you're going to have to prove yourself again at this point in your career, which isn't exactly what you would like to do, but nonetheless, and there are a lot of guys to fill a couple of spots. How many big guys can this team go with?
I think it's up to the general manager's vision. Everybody has a role, and it's up to that individual to accept their role. So whether you have four centers or seven centers, if you do not have everybody accepting their role, then you're going to have problems. I've come to a stage in my career that I've learned so much that I want to help in any which way that I can. And obviously, it's going to be on the court. It will be on the court. But if it isn't, there's so much more that I have to give, especially to young players like Jonas and Ross, that will carry this team and carry the Raptors a very long way. Because, again, my heart's in the right place. I have no ulterior motives than to see the Toronto Raptors win more games each and every year.
We've heard a lot about Jonas Valanciunas. Has he been in camp? Has he been around the last week?
He'll come in this weekend.
Have you met him?
No.
Have you seen tape?
Yes, sir.
Give me an assessment.
My assessment of him is that he's very physically gifted. He's still learning the game, obviously, like everybody else. You know, coming from Europe to the NBA is a different level of basketball, but it's nothing that he's not capable of doing. And again, with the resources that BC, which is Brian Colangelo, has, the sky's the limit for this kid as long as he's accepting of what it takes.
Hardest thing for a big guy to adapt to in the National Basketball Association, whether they're coming from Europe or coming out of the NCAA?
Bob, that's a great question. I think the biggest adjustment for a big person is obviously the weight and the volume of games. I'm not sure how many games they play in Europe, but I remember in the NCAA when I played for Kentucky and we won the championship, we won
33 games?
It was 33 games.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be the biggest adjustment, is making the transition from 33 games to 82 and being able to battle beast every single night.
Before we let you go, tell me about Celebrate My Drive.
Great question. This is something that's very important to me and very dear to my heart. As you guys know, I'm an ambassador in this city, and I try and help young people in any which way that I can. I've connected with State Farm in educating teenage drivers on the awareness of how important it is to make the right decisions while driving. Although it's a celebration of teenagers getting their licenses for the first time, we also realize that first-year drivers also are the most susceptible to injuries and death. So educating them, keeping them aware of how important it is to drive, whether it's not texting, not drinking, all of these things that can negate them from getting from point A to point B, we're just trying to enforce, but we're doing it in a good way where they're accepting of it and they realize that if they do the right things, they'll be driving behind the wheel for a very long time.
Maybe most importantly, making sure they understand that when you get on the 401 in a car, it's not a video game. It's real. And I think we've all experienced the questionable actions of young drivers who don't seem to understand that this is the real thing. This is not you and with your Xbox or whatever it is. This is the real deal. And you have to be aware and courteous on the road. You have to give yourself time to react to things. You can't just start over if something goes wrong. Now, I'm made to understand that there's a bunch of high schools in a program, and some you're going to make some awards too?
Yes, we have 14 awards, and this is the hook. As we all know, we want these young teenagers to realize how important it is to driving. But the wrinkle to it is that we have 14 prizes. We're going to give each school, one in Canada, the rest in the United States, $100,000. If they're interested in more information, they could go on to www.celebratemydrive.com. And we also have 14 vehicles that we'll be giving as well.
Wow.
One eligible here in Canada as well to a particular teenager if they go online to celebratemydrive.com. And these are ways, again, that we're trying to educate as well as aware these young kids that this is not a game. You only have one chance, and we better make the most of it because you never know.
What's the significance of this Saturday, September the 15th? What happens?
Saturday, September the 15th, between 10 and 6 o'clock, we have an event at Sherway Gardens.
Okay.
State Farm and myself, we're putting on a bunch of events for teenagers to come in. That's another way for them to enter into our draw. We have a bunch of driving simulators, a bunch of prizes.
Great.
It's more like a big party. So if you know anybody, if you have teenagers of your own, please encourage them to come to Sherway Gardens this Saturday. See me, and let's try and win some of these prizes and enjoy the day.